With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Relief workers continue caring for survivors of the devastating earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, where officials say more than 50,000 people died. The European Union is working to help residents avoid cholera and other airborne diseases due to contamination in water and waste. Send Relief, the Compassion Ministry of the SBC, has passed out thousands of blankets and bottles of water. So far, more than $500,000 has been given through Send Relief alone. Governments and other agencies are pledging millions more as cleanup continues following the quakes that have affected more than 13 million people. Scenes of college students singing, praying, confessing sin, and reading scripture aloud have spread in recent weeks. It was nothing unusual when a few Samford University students gathered in Reed Chapel on the evening of February 15th to play the piano, strum a guitar, and worship together. That's according to campus pastor Bobby Gatlin. But then other students showed up who felt called to pray for a revival on campus. Then a few more, and a few more joined them. Soon, texts began flying around the campus and word spread. By 10 o'clock, several hundred were gathered. They stayed until 3 a.m. This happened several nights in a row last week and even over this past weekend. The awakenings are like what began at Asbury University in Kentucky on February the 8th.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
Pastor Greg Laurie said the spiritual awakenings portrayed in the new movie The Jesus Revolution is still making an impact today, including in his own life and ministry. The basis of the movie is the Jesus movement of the late 1960s and early 1970s. The movie depicts a young Laurie telling the story of both his conversion to Christianity and romance with his future wife, Kathy. Laurie is now the pastor of Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California. He says the beginnings of the contemporary Christian music movement and the Calvary Chapel Church are all tied to the Jesus movement. The film about the movement hits theaters on February 24th. You can read a full story at our website, baptistpress.com. While you're there, make sure to sign up for our morning and afternoon emails. You can also get our brand new newsletters focused on discipleship, missions, leadership, and more. It's at baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.